The dhyana meditation means contemplating on the ideal. Whatever with the intention we start with, if you contemplate, that object of your contemplation get further strengthened. If you are thinking negative and doing contemplation, trying to do meditation, negativity get enhanced. If you are thinking positive and contemplating, the positivity will enhance. The object of meditation should be clear visualization. In the meditation, in our tradition, we contemplate on having a Ishta Devata. Ishta Devata, Devata means the one, the what we easily connect. God is not limited to only one form, but we like that form because we like what it conveys. The murti in the temple or home, the murti we keep it, it conveys a message. It is not for the sake of murti we are keeping, with the full understanding you have to keep to draw the full benefit out of that one. We have the murti in front and tad japa tad artha bhavanam. Patanjali talks about when you are contemplating on an object also with a full understanding you do to derive the benefit. We are embarking on creating our own center. We want to have our own meditation room. Meditation room, we will be having a Vasudeva Murti. The Murti is not just like any other Murti, and it is conveying the message for each and every one of us. Every one of us, last in January, in December, we consecrated this murti back in Bangalore, made up of panchaloha. Panchaloha means five metals, gold, silver, bronze, zinc and copper. The five metal combination, it's about weighs around 120 kilo, and the prana pratishtapana was done, infused the prana to this one. This murti, what it is conveying, it is seated in Padmasana. This is a yogi. Yogi meditates in Padmasana. Padmasana saying that, though world lot of challenges are there, your feet should be clean. Try to not get soiled by the contamination of the world. It is saying that though world is lot of challenges are there, lot of problems are there, stay beyond all the problems. This Padmasana conveys your feet should be clean, like a lotus is there in a muddy water, but yet the flowers are so beautiful. It conveys that message. Padmasana, here back, neck and head in one line, conveys meditation. Sthira sukha is shuchodeshe pratishtapya sthiram asana atmanaha samam kaya. Kaya means body, shira means head, griva means neck. These three are in the same line. It is telling us also, when you are sitting for meditation, your back, neck and head in one, should be head in one line. And it has a pita. Pita underneath, it indicates for us not to do the meditation on the hard floor. You have a cloth or the wooden plank cover with the cloth. You're not walking around, people are not walking around that place. It's a special place. You keep a pita for your meditation. Place. Shuchodeshe pratishtapya sthiram asana matmanaha. You have a pita in meditation, not to sit on the hard floor for meditation, because the energy gets dissipated. We want to conserve that energy. Conserve that energy, except places like Badri, so positive energy, you don't need any pita. So vibrant energy. But our energy at home, it can get easily dissipated, have the pita. And this represents, on the right hand is a conch, left hand is a discus is there, shankha and chakra. Shankha represents the inhalation, like squeezing in, drawing in energy. Prana, inhale, puraka. It represents inhale, draw in the positivities in your life. Draw the positivities in your life. This one, chakra, represents expansion. Take out what is not required. Exhale. Complete inhalation, the life mission. We are on short shelf life. Imbibe as positivity as much as possible. This is shankha represents. Chakra represents exhale out unwanted stuff. Shankha also represents prosperity. Prosperity in our life. We need prosperity. This one, whatever prosperity I have, it should be protected. When I have wealthy things in my house, I put a security camera. This chakra represents protection. Not only I need abundance, it has to be, it should be guarded. Chakra means protection for the positivity. Good things what I have, it should be protected. Chakra represents the protection. Shankha represents taking on essential things. You have to focus your mind. You are on shelf life, short shelf life. You can't have everything. I want to learn Bharatanatyam. I want to learn music. I want to learn Kathakali. I want to learn swimming. I want in sports. I want to learn that tuition, this tuition. Focus. You are on a short shelf life. Shankha represents absorb what is essential for a traveler. We are a traveler, like we are going to Himalayas in June. Now you can't take whole home along with you. Travel with essential. What is essential? This represents. Shankha represents you are a traveler. It's essential. It is also, Patanjali talks about aparigraha. Reduce, curb your needs, focus on the essential. Chakra represents you should have audacity to give out non-essential in your life. Our life is filled with so many non-essential people, non-essential things in our life. It is taking lot of time, draining lot of energy. You should have a courage to discard non-essentials in your life and have a courage to take only the essential. Because after all, this is my life, essential and non-essential. And lower hand, talking about the God, though he has hands, legs everywhere, infinite hands, represented through four, it is talking about the four, the purusharta, our pursuit, our life's goal, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. This chakra represents dharma chakra. Dharma, the foundation. It talks about dharma. This one, wealth, prosperity, artha. And lower hand represents aspiring for what is good. We should be very ambitious. Ambitious to contribute. We should be not a dull person. I am very ambitious in my life. The spiritual person doesn't mean very not interested. Very ambitious to see a better world. It's a kama and moksha. Upper hand represents liberation. It represents the freedom from everything not attached. dharma, artha, kama and moksha. This one, the chakra represents karma yoga. Always rotation, rotating. You should be, karma yoga means always be dynamic in your life. Do without any attachment. You have to be bringing out the best in you, highly ambitious, not to, as we talked about, yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dananjaya siddho asiddho samokrutva samatvam yoga uchyate. You do best, the whether desired outcome comes or not bogged down, you throw your heart behind, results will follow. This is karma yoga. This one, shanka. Shanka means aspiring to know, acquire knowledge. Any given chance, opportunity, I want to learn. I want to learn karma yoga, jnana yoga. The lower hand represents the bhakti yoga, devotion. And the top hand represents the raja yoga. This conveys the chaturbhuja, represents dimensions of yoga. Padmasana is there, how to sit is there, Purusharta is there, four yogas are there, in the lips, very calm and serene. Whatever is the mood, I want to have smile on my life. Smile, in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna gave the Upadesha to Arjuna as if he was smiling. Always smile in the meditation also, not to go into the meditation with lot of worry, what will happen? You are contemplating on the Lord of the universe. In presence of Him, not to go with the overcast, like a grahana, eclipsed. You, calm face, calm mind, you are gazing between the eyebrow center. How you have to sit? As if you are gazing between the eyebrow center. You are here, it's a bruo madhye in Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna nasabhyam na charina bruo madhye. You focus on the eyebrow center into Shambhavi mudra, you are sitting. And when you are thinking positive, behind that one there is a chakra, it represents aura. One who is meditating on the positive thing, there is a positive aura, healing energy around. It is a protective energy. We are going out in the society, so much of negativities are there. This positivity, when you are contemplating, the positive, this aura prevents negative energy come to you. Like in the hospital, doctor put on the gloves before touching the patient. Here, because they don't want any contamination. Our spiritual seeker needs the protection through the sadhana. Spiritual seeker is always in a, around that person, there is a divinity around that person, protects, divine energy protects. And one who contemplates with this positive energy, there is a crown. Crown represents that person will be crowned, meaning that person becomes like a king or a queen, so abundant, well regarded in the society, well regarded, crowned in the life. Most of us leading a life, there is no respect in the, for us in the family, there is no respect in the community, and I become unwanted person. Unwanted person, no interest. No interest in life. Crowned means you are endeared by everyone. Everyone wants you. Wanted. I want the, when need is there, it's a self-empowerment. You feel wanted, not only wanted by the Lord of the universe, even you become the dear to the people around you. Those who are sadhaka, one who meditates on the God with the visualization is important. Understand that one. And as you start contemplating on the vision, those qualities you start imbibing. You start imbibing those qualities. though 100% quality is here, you start acquiring slowly, depicting that one. So object of contemplation must be very clear. Object of contemplation, when you are contemplating this way, and this one, ananya chintayanto mam ye janaha paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Shri Krishna says, who contemplates on me single-pointedly, I look after their yoga and kshema. Yoga means this one, abundance in your life. That seeker never will feel impoverished in life. Kshema means I look after, I protect that person, whatever that person has. I give yoga and kshema. When you start contemplating this one, this way, around behind you also, you feel a chaturbhuja. Yoga and kshema around you. Your aura has become like a yoga and kshema. That conch and discuss. Contemplate. You have so much of abundance. You are always protected. You are always a smile. You are well regarded in the community. You have the stayed above all the contamination. Karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga has dawned. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha has come. This is the goal of all human beings. Wherever you are, this is the goal of human beings in a nutshell is conveyed in this murti. We are bringing this murti to our center to convey that it's a goal of whether you believe or not, believer, non-believer or doubtful person, everyone's pursuit of life is this one. I want all these qualities. Whatever quality you contemplate, you acquire to realize, empower. Yesterday I talked about Donald Trump's statement is, I want to make America great, but whereas my statement is, I want to make whole humanity great. Whole humanity great, not just America, whole of humanity. When you have this one, we are so empowered to empower us, empower to serve others. We become priceless, and this is the concept we are bringing in. Murti has got ready. It will be shipped along with, we are getting 1-inch murti and 4-inch murtis. It will be get ready shortly. It will arrive in a couple of months. We are seeking community support to for a shelter for the object of our goal, object of our life. Lord is coming with that message. I am coming here. Do you want me? This is the goal of everyone's life. Lord is conveying, and we need a shelter. We need a community support.